This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Joe Mazzulla postgame on Al Horford. He's right, five blocks. You got a little angry Al when he got in Carter's face after the foul on Derek White. So, Wiggy, you talk about Al Horford all the time and the others. And we were talking about this earlier. I can't remember if it was it was me, you, and Wiggy off air. About whether the Celtics are playing down to the Magic or not. I just think they didn't start well last night.
No, terrible.
They were 0 for 7 from 3. The Magic from 3-point land, the Magic do a good job of making it tough for you to get those open looks, which the Celtics like, because they're not really a team that, like, even though I love Tatum, Tatum's not really a pull-up in transition 3-point shooter. He's more of a step-back type of shooter. So they're making it tough on you to do some of the things you like. So you might have to say, all right, we're not throwing the ball in the ocean from 3-point line. The pick and roll where Porzingis was rim running, like maybe you start working on the low post, Jaylen Brown in a couple plays, rather than still hawking up threes.
I hope that they're playing down to them and it's not like any other issue, because you watch the beginning of that game and they look evenly matched and they're not. Like, this Celtics team is so much more talented than the Magic, yet you're fighting for your life in the first and second, and even at halftime.
I mean, I think they missed Drew Holiday. They're without Drew Holiday, and I don't know how long that is. That a hamstring?
Yeah, hamstring. Yeah. So he's day-to-day.
They're expecting him to come back, I think, pretty quickly.
But you got to give the Magic credit. The one thing that they do better than anybody in the NBA is the way that they play defense, especially defending the three-point line. And the Celtics, we know they love to shoot the threes, and that's why it looks like the games are closer.
Yeah,
and we're also spoiled, guys. Like, they're going to win the series in five.
Yeah,
They're much better than the Magic. They're going to close it out tomorrow night at 9:30, whenever it tips,
right.
And then we'll be going on to the next round.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that, Curtis. It's just, I think it's more because the games have been a little bit close.
Where, right. It's more surprising than anything.
Yeah, well, you got to give the Magic credit for what they're doing. And then, Banchero is shooting 50% from.
You do that on purpose now.
What is it, Banchero?
Yes.
Banchero? Yeah. All right, Banchero.
I mean, you got Wagner down. Right?
Yeah,
thank God.
Wagner, I got him down. But
you think you're more intimidating if you pronounce Wagner?
I don't know. I just like, yeah, I don't know. I guess, but you say he's German, so it's Wagner. Yeah. I guess I'd be Viggy if I was
in
Germany.
Yeah.
But Banchero is shooting like
Banchero.
Banchero shooting like 50% from 3-point land,
yeah.
Which, he was a 30% shooter all season long. Yeah. So I mean,
Sam Hauser came up kind of big.
Yeah, he had a couple big shots
yesterday. It was surprising.
Reasonable amount of Celtics fans there too.
Oh, yeah. My God! And yeah. We were talking about this off air too. I was saying, like, at one point I heard like "Let's go Celtics,"
yeah.
And then it eventually turned to "Let's go Magic."
They were doing it was both.
Yeah,
same time.
It was unbelievable.
Florida though, like, I feel like there's a lot of Massachusetts people that.
A lot of snowbirds.
Yeah, they make their way to Florida.
Down there. And Ken was there for the weekend at Disney by himself.
Oh, that's true, yeah. That is true, because he wasn't on the show over the weekend, right?
No.
Yeah, so he's down in Disney.
He was in Orlando. He loves
the rides.
He loves Epcot. He loves France. He
goes doesn't?
I wonder what his favorite ride is. Like,
yeah, do you think Ken's ever drank around the world?
Yes, believe me. I mean, the guy's got a dark side.
That's crazy.
He's waiting in line. They're like,
he goes, first thing he does when he gets to Disney is buy that glass that you can wear around your neck and go get it full of the beers of the world.
Excuse me, sir, do you have reusable straws?
Do you think they, like, meet up with people, like, down in Disney, like the people who go alone, are they able to spot each other?
Oh, definitely. Kind of, Disney adults?
Yeah.
The single lines?
I'm sure there's like support groups. Disney adults.
Hey, you know what? You're here alone. I'm here alone. You know what? We should probably get on the ride together.
A Disney adults Facebook group.
Yeah.
Link up.
I'll meet you guys in Spain at 9.
You feel like grabbing a hot dog?
Yeah. I do like Disney, though. Not a ton, but
are you a big
I would
ride
go.
Person?
Yeah, I like a ride.
Yeah. Ken goes on the water rides, though, where he has to get wet by himself.
You should go to the there's a whole new Harry Potter thing at Universal, which Jen Hill and Julia were just at this weekend.
Yeah.
They said it's amazing. If you love Harry Potter.
We love Harry Potter. We've never been to Harry Potter World, and we would love to do that, but the new one as well, and we are considering to go at some point.
You never use flex days, so.
No, that would be a quick.
You never go on trips.
No.
So,
it was a bachelorette party, one of my best friends. We had a great time.
Yeah. When's your next flex day? Be honest.
July. Right. Middle of July.
All right, we'll mark that down.
It's a big one, though. It's a long trip.
Well, you guys, just to be fair, you guys will all be off in about a month.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a couple months.
I'm taking all of
Bermuda.
Oh, yeah, that's work. We're doing the show.
Yeah, that's work. I don't count that as a vacation.
Okay.
All right.
It's a free trip.
We are going to play.
Ken's going to take the miles.
We're going to play the best Hill Notes coming up in about 10 minutes. And lots of stuff to leave Hill Notes on. We've talked a lot this morning about Shedeur Sanders. We've talked a reasonable amount about that Celtics win last night. We have talked a reasonable amount about Bill Belichick and the extraordinary interview that occurred and aired on CBS yesterday morning.
He looks like a hostage.
Do you think they fight after like something like that? No.
There's no way he fights.
You don't think that he was upset with how it went? I don't know.
I mean, he has her there in the first place.
Yeah.
Is it accurate, the report that I read over the weekend, that she has filed on his behalf to trademark some of the phrases that he used here? So that Robert Kraft cannot use them anymore?
I did see that over the weekend. Yes.
So, like, do your job or whatever.
Right. Yeah. No days off.
She has filed for a trademark on those phrases for Bill's, on behalf of Bill.
No days off!
But doesn't that interview answer your questions as to why he hasn't gotten an NFL job? I mean, can we all just be honest?
I don't think NFL teams were aware of what was going on with the two of them. Do you think?
Well, just look at how he's presented with her there. Don't you think she's involved with everything?
I guess, yeah.
She is involved.
She is involved in everything. But when does it stop being a relationship, and when does it become more of like a business? Yeah.
Or a custodianship?
Oh, it's shocking to me.
It was shocking.
Being in the same room as Bill Belichick like we were every Monday, he did not seem like he was the type that anybody could tell him what he could or couldn't answer,
Well, I mean, he did always have somebody in that would be in on every interview listening.
Yeah.
Like, Berge did that forever.
But Berge never, interjected.
Right. No, Berge would. About this.
No.
No.
Berge would have feedback.
Yep.
I mean, I'm guessing that, you know, at one point early on when we started interviewing Bill, Curtis took a photo down there at Gillette and shared it on Instagram. And afterwards, immediately heard no photos. And that came from them. I mean, I'm assuming that came from Bill.
It came from Jordan Hudson.
It didn't at that time. Well, maybe it did.
Yes, it absolutely did.
Yeah,
that's when they were going to the Taylor Swift show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've been together for a while.
3 years.
And she was on emails at the Patriots. So if you own a team and you're giving the keys to Bill Belichick and this is the Bill you're getting?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Top five.
Curtis, there are plenty of NFL coaches who have, you know, significant others.
Not like
that
this, though. Top five most whipped people. All right,
Courtney, when was the last time you saw a head coach's wife interject in an interview?
You've never seen it. Can I go through my list, top five most whipped of all time?
What, of people?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Number five. Travis Kelce.
Number four.
Will Smith.
Oh, yes.
Number three.
Santo.
Number two.
Greg Hill.
Number one.
Bill Belichick.
Yay!
I like it.
Well done, Wiggy.
Well
done.
That's top five right now.
Excellent. Yes, I do. I just... Like
you were number one, but you got bumped after this.
Was it the sourdough or what was it?
Sourdough, and then the Pinterest kicked you to number one.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But the she said, we're not talking about that, and Bill just looked at her with the stare like he was a robot and then came back and said, didn't say anything.
Some people suggest that this is affecting his legacy.
No.
Oh, God. I mean, not as, I don't know. It's not a good final chapter. I'll put it that way. Very odd.
It's not affecting his legacy at all.
But what if he looks like a doddering old fool?
I mean,
he did.
We'll see.
Curtis is right. He appears to be kind of a...
senile.
He's got this woman interjecting on his behalf at work.
Well, that's why I said, do you think that maybe they were upset with each other after? Because I think it made him look like he couldn't make decisions on his own.
I'm not talking about this.
And Bill clearly can make decisions on his
own. Because you know why it doesn't, it's like they're not arguing about this? Because she was all over there, like spring practice. We talked about hooking
up. She wasn't fingers into the.
She was though,
right?
Like, she was like, I don't know where she's putting. Maybe that's the key to the success. But I like the her out there on the football field in some kind of an influencer fur coat or whatever. Right.
She was miking him up, she wasn't really.
She's not a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. What is she doing out
right.
there?
Because
she's helping clearly with the media side of everything.
But why, though? He doesn't need that.
And UNC probably has somebody for that.
Of course they do.
So what I'm saying is, it looks like that, right? So she's all over the spring game. I mean, she's not calling offenses. Don't get it twisted. But she's there. She's doing things with Bill that Bill would never do. And even like college coaches, their wives or girlfriends or fiancés are not down there miking them up. They have the people for the school.
And
then he's got the airplane in. Then he's got her on a fishing rod. Like, so there are a lot of things that when we look at Bill Belichick, he's the guy who told us snap face. He is now. It's like, well, this guy's airplane in a 20-something-year-old, and he's...
I mean, that stuff I don't care about. I wonder if she regrets interjecting. Well, but then Curtis is right. Mike Florio said it happened many times throughout that interview. They only just showed that one.
And I would say also the wife of Steve Belichick, who is Jen. That's Jennifer.
Yeah.
So she's been on social media ripping Jordan in certain ways for saying she wasn't even there for the comeback against the Falcons. And this puts that into a better context for me, because if I am, you know, his daughter-in-law and I see this stuff, it is embarrassing for him.
But what about his daughter?
Right. I would be, if I don't want to speak for her, but I'm sure I would venture to guess that Amanda Belichick sees that and finds this to be unseemly and embarrassing for her dad.
And Courtney, it's not like it's affecting his legacy as a coach, but when we've all known Bill, and Bill seems like he's the type of guy that it's about football and off the field. He gives you nothing.
Does he have her breaking down film?
No.
Who knows though? But Courtney, you have to be honest, right?
One that Michael had in the office broken down or a different one?
How many other coaches, whether it's college or the NFL, that have a Bill Belichick resume have we seen doing this with their wife?
No, we've never seen it, but I don't think that NFL franchises are turning down Bill Belichick because he's got a 24-year-old girlfriend
that may have her
hands in his media decisions.
But it's just a different look. There might be a franchise that would go, well, Bill, this is a little different the way you're acting. I want the Bill Belichick of old, but I might have to now get a new Bill Belichick. And I'm not saying that it would.
Maybe if you look at it another way, maybe he's just saving money. Like, he always had somebody who were doing these things for him. Now he's using her for the job. He doesn't have to pay somebody.
Because he wants to trust the person that's doing it. He trusted Bears. We know that. He trusted Stacey. Like,
Matt
now
Patricia.
You got Mike Lombardi down there.
He trusted Bears. That's why he was there. He did not trust Stacey. They did not like each other.
You got Mike Lombardi down there.
You can't not like Stacey.
I love him.
All right, let's get to Courtney into what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics get it done in Game 4 after dropping Game 3 in Orlando on Friday. Final score last night, 107-98. Jason Tatum led the way. He had a double-double, 37 points and 14 rebounds. Game 5 is set for tomorrow night back in Boston. Tip is at 8:30. Other NBA playoff games yesterday. The Pacers go up 3-1 on the Bucks. Dame Lillard seems to be out. Looked like he had an Achilles tear during that one. The Timberwolves up 3-1 on the Lakers, and the Knicks up 3-1 on the Pistons. The Red Sox took care of the Guardians yesterday, 13-3. Brian Baio went six innings, giving up three runs on six hits while striking out four. The Sox off today before heading to Toronto to take on the Blue Jays tomorrow. Into the NHL playoffs, the Oilers tied up their series with the Kings. The Capitals up 3-1 on the Canadiens. Carolina leads the Devils 3-1, and the Blues tied up their series with the Jets. As for the Pats, after taking a starting left tackle in Will Campbell in the first round, they got Ohio State running back Travion Henderson and Washington State wide receiver Kyle Williams in the second round before taking another offensive lineman in Georgia center Jared Wilson. On Saturday, the Pats turned their attention to the other side of the ball using their first three day three selections on defensive players and added a kicker. In a big morning for Commanders fans, the Commanders are said to have reached a deal with the District of Columbia to play at the site of RFK Stadium, the franchise's home field from 1961 to 1996. So heading back to D.C. for the Commanders.
Would you want Giannis? You're the Celtics?
Well, I mean, we'd have to give up. What are you giving up to get him?
I think we probably give up Jaylen Brown, a couple other pieces. Because
you have to give up Porzingis, theoretically?
Maybe you would, because it looks like with Dame Lillard, if this is an Achilles injury, he's 35. Giannis is probably wanting out of Milwaukee bad, right? So I don't know. I was just asking that question now that the Giannis Lillard thing is probably not going to, you know, go anywhere.
Yeah. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Going to be a beautiful week all week long. Today it's gorgeous. 61 degrees, afternoon high, sunny at 73.
The Jones and Keefe Show, just a half an hour away, and you can watch it on YouTube or on Twitch, and this show and Jones and Keefe and this radio station on Twitch presented every single day by Springer's Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond and you want the very best price that there is, then go see the Springer's team in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You can learn more when you go to springersjewelers.com. This is DJ from Hyannis. Hey, DJ.
How are you doing, my friend?
What's up?
Oh, I'm sitting with Mr. Dumper over there.
Oh.
Mr. Shine.
Huh?
Shine.
Yeah.
Loves the dump. Let's dump this, let's dump that. The whole thing is sperm race. He never dumped any words you guys said.
Well, yeah, I didn't have to.
He didn't have to dump anything out of the sperm race.
No, when you guys talking, going up and down, doing this, putting in there.
Topical.
He should have dumped.
Well, it's called innuendo. They didn't actually say anything.
Sounds like he doesn't like the dump.
To dump.
I don't know. He waited like a half an hour to say that, by the way. Yeah. This is Brandon from Boston. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my phone call.
Course,
and real quick, Wiggy, if Giannis does become available, the Celtics should be on the phone. If it was giving up Jaylen Brown or Porzingis, see you later, man. We'll be unstoppable with that guy. But I was talking, I think this was engineered for him to go late draft to the fifth round because LeBron James was drafted in the second round. I think the Sanders want the nepotism story out of fault. Shador. So that narrative is erased. And now that he's late,
Your phone's not that great. You're cutting in and out. What are you saying again? You're saying it's a concern over nepotism. That's why he didn't go till the fifth round.
I think it's nepotism. You don't want to have him being picked first in the draft, and then it's like, oh, well, he's only got picked first because, you know, he's Deion Sanders' son.
I don't think they want that narrative there.
But he's in a good situation with Cleveland. They need a quarterback, and I think that's a good landing spot. But you can't use that narrative of nepotism.
We've talked about it all morning. I don't have much more to
NFL owners hate nepotism. Boy, do they hate it.
Yeah. I just think, like I said,
Chris Sims hates it. Mike Golic Jr. despises it.
We'll see what happens. Like, we'll see if he's that good.
Mm-hmm.
If he's as good as he believes he is,
right,
then this will just be a stumbling block for him and a bump in the road. And he'll be starting soon for the Cleveland Browns.
He should be able to start week one. You should be able to beat out Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. All right. Hill Notes, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Shador Sanders... Oh, wait, sorry. Wrong name. How could I forget? It's Shime That Stinks!
I don't know why. The
guy doesn't like me. It's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Haters gonna hate, you know?
Okay.
Coco, darling, it's Trevor, your bestie. You foolish girl, you left your glasses at the foyer of the tennis club before we went out for drinks. Muffy, grab them. She has your glasses safe. We'll meet for drinks later. I'll DM you, darling. Drinks, question mark. Oh,
that was pretty good. Yeah. No, we didn't hit any tennis courts. But
no?
No. We did a workout class. Hilarious name, actually, for Palm Beach. It's called Wealthy, but it's Wellthy.
Oh, that's nice.
No, it was great. It was a hard class.
Very nice.
No guys in it, though.
No. Right. Well, besides TJ. But yeah.
Also, hardo move working out on a vacation.
Right.
Like, give me a break.
Seriously. Oh, it was like a fun.
You can take a week off. Take a Saturday off. It's fine. Yeah.
22 is the new 12. Greg, that makes you only 15 years older than Coco.
Good point.
Yeah. You said that when we were talking about Shador, that 22 in a guy's, I felt like this is a sexist comment, but it's really like mentally 12 years old for guys.
I think that's science.
We're not as mentally developed,
mature
as you are.
Yeah, no, women? I think men take a longer time to mature.
Huh. So, I don't think that's science, though.
No, I think it is.
No, I think she's actually right.
Yeah.
So a 22-year-old male
I don't know if my math is
maturity
correct.
Level of a 12-year-old?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I'm not pulling numbers. I'm just saying, like, it is a known fact that women mature
faster.
Yeah, that's all I was saying.
But, I mean, Shador is a grown man. He's
at
not
22,
a 12.
So he has probably the maturity of a 12-year-old.
There ain't no way.
Shime, I got to give you some credit for telling us on Friday that you'd be pants off if the Patriots drafted Trayvon Henderson at number 38. But that's not what I'm interested in. What I really want to know is, did the little lady put the nipple clamps on, or did she take them off when the Patriots drafted Trayvon Henderson?
She wasn't home, so they actually ripped off when I jumped off the couch.
There you go.
Okay. Who's the undrafted running back they got that people are chatting about?
I believe his name is Lan Larrison. He's out of UC Davis. If you watch any of his highlights, they're actually pretty fun to watch. Granted, it's UC Davis, so take that competition for what it's worth. But he makes like multiple one-handed catches as a running back. So, I mean,
they make like a McCaffrey comp, which seems a little bold to me. But
yeah, I would say very bold. I would make a more.
That's only because he's a white running back.
Yeah. Well, I would make the comp.
That would
closer.
Mean Eamon hates the pick.
I would make the comp closer to like Danny Woodhead.
Yeah, that's right. A little bit closer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like every cornerback is Richard. Is what is his name?
Jason Sehorn. Yeah.
You know, Greg, you're right. Shador Sanders is nothing but a spoiled brat, baby. Isn't that right, angry principal Dave?
Hey guys, it's Will Campbell here, and I'm really looking forward to livening up your afternoon show with my interviews. I also am willing to come on Ken Curtis on Saturday mornings just to offer some real football talk. Call.
It's early, but Ninkovich did a pretty good Will Campbell.
Yeah, nasty.
On the show. Off the cuff.
Yeah. That New Orleans, that good. Louisiana in him.
Right.
I like when he
says country boy.
I like when he says Foxborough. Like, it's not normally pronounced that way, Foxborough. But I like it.
Give Bring
it
on some coral fish up there. Right.
Give it some character.
Would be a good t-shirt.
Yeah.
I wonder who uses the phrase, "Don't you know who my dad is?" more, Breece Hill or Shador Sanders? Ass clown.
Breece is not like that.
No.
You guys know him.
Yeah, no, Breece is not.
He's cool.
He says, "Do you know who my mom is?"
So after the draft, I went and checked in on the professor's timeline on Twitter. Jeez, Shyam, hopefully you called the doctor after it lasted longer than 4 hours. Take a bath, buddy.
I had quite the week.
Yeah, I was, even like the people were, because there was a thing that was put up that the day second round and third round ratings were the highest ever, and part of it was because of Shedeur Sanders, but I mean, a lot of people were knee-deep in, and it outperformed the NBA playoffs, so people are knee-deep in the draft.
Yeah.
Where's it going to be next year? Do we know?
Let's see. 2026
I don't know.
NFL draft.
I would assume that their intent is to be able to give some of the cold weather cities an NFL event, because they'll never get a Super Bowl again. So.
Pittsburgh.
Where is it?
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Another cold city.
Yeah.
But it's end of April, so you could get nice days.
I mean, I would assume that the Crafts would like to have one here. I would assume that they're.
You see all those people that were there? I mean, I don't know what the number was, but there was a ton of people. I think it's a great event for, obviously, the area. It probably brings in a ton of money, and a lot of people obviously would go.
Would we host it in Foxborough, though, or is there a cooler place in Boston that would host it? Like, in Philly, it's I didn't love Philly, like, as a place, but to have it on the Rocky Steps, like, that was cool, the draft right there. Yeah.
Because in Kansas City, didn't they do it by, they didn't do it near the stadium. They did it by, like, whatever that train station looking place is.
What if you had all the draftees arrive in the barren bike lanes?
Or on the T.
When it comes to the draft and Pittsburgh, since we're talking about it, do you think Aaron Rodgers is a go down there?
Hell yeah. Because when they didn't go after Shedeur, and then they just kept going and going and going, and then they end up taking Will Howard in the sixth round, there's no way they're going into camp going, Will Howard and Mason Rudolph are going to be the quarterback for a team that's a playoff team. So I think once I knew that they didn't take a quarterback, I was like, okay, so now it's really about Rodgers and getting the money.
8 a.m., Jermaine Wiggins tells Shyam, we're not going to argue about the Patriots' third-round pick. Jermaine Wiggins proceeds to spend the entire show arguing about the Cleveland Browns' fifth-round pick.
No, but I think Shedeur shouldn't have been a fifth-round pick. The third-round pick, the Kyle Williams kid, that's where he went. That's where he was projected to go, or somewhere in that area. I have never seen a guy projected to be in the first round get drafted in the fifth round. Like, that's like major news. And then the fact that the kid.
Well, but you'd have to ask like a draft sycophant like Shyam. Does it happen more frequently than we observe because the last name is not Sanders?
No. It is highly unlikely for anybody to be talked about as much as Shedeur was to go in the first round, to the point where Curtis is making a bet with me that he'll go second overall.
Right.
That he then goes in the fifth round. Yeah. Like, again, like we've said earlier, like sometimes guys fall out of the first round and into the second, maybe the third, but never into like the fifth.
When you say talked about as much as Shedeur was, do you mean by other people or just by he and his father?
I think that includes everybody.
Okay.
And now, another segment of the morning show.
Okay, Curtis, over there in Courtney's chair today. Time for the lead. Go for it, buddy.
Well, I just want to say that it's been 9 years since my sobriety, and I'm just so glad that I'm still here and I didn't die and I could be there for my dad.
Oh, buddy, it's okay. Hey, you're all right. Hey, do me a favor. Could you move over to that other chair next to you? How do you feel now?
Why the hell is water coming out of my eyes? It's not out of my nose.
You were crying there, buddy.
That's ridiculous. I don't cry.
Do me one more favor. Could you just move back to Courtney's chair? I just want to check something, okay? How do you feel about Shyam?
Shyam, I'm just so proud of you. You did such a good job with everything, and you're doing all the draft stuff, and
hey, yo, he crashed just like he left.
Huh.
Oh, so it's the chair.
Yeah, it is the chair.
Definitely the chair.
Definitely the chair.
Then
it's the chair that Curtis sits in.
Right.
Mm. Huh.
Then my slate is clean.
Right. Oh. Yes.
Ooh, maybe we should put Courtney in Curtis's chair.
Oh, God.
That would be interesting to see.
We'd get the true feelings of all the people that tried out for that spot.
Nope.
Is that it, Shyam?
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. Well done. Thank you. Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, then call Coleman.
It's electric.
Well, Coach Wiggins has given the New England Patriots a C-plus on their draft. Yep. Scheim with an A-plus. Rob Ninkovich on this show this morning, a B-plus.
Right.
So we will momentarily find out what grades Adam Jones and Rich Keefe will give to this draft.
I bet they're closer to me than they are Scheim.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Because I think they, like me, they're probably going to hold more of the grading curve to the first overall pick. And I think that will knock the grade down, especially for, because they weren't on the Will Campbell train either.
Yeah, but it sounded like as the show went on, because I was listening on my way down to the Cape on Friday, that they were becoming more enamored or somewhat more enamored with the pick as the day went on.
Nasty.
Yeah, yeah, like I think at this point in time, like, you know, all right, I want to see now, can he do what the expectations are to be done?
Also, side note, accused of a new ick in the car on Friday.
Okay.
Singing along with songs and not getting the words right. Is that an ick?
I don't know. It's annoying.
Okay.
But like that's an old head thing. Like,
it's not an old head thing. Kinda. People like to sing along with a song.
But like, you like make up words.
But what is wrong with singing along and with you a song? Were, why is that an ick?
You're a legendary radio DJ, know, so you'd expect you knew.
I have a million songs in my head.
If you profess to be an expert, the person doesn't like the music and you're butchering the lyrics, that is cause for concern. Can I just get a quick mention in for Maddie?
Yes.
Maddie was in here a couple weeks ago, still looking for a home. So if you're in the search, we have one. All of our Pudge's pals have been adopted. But Maddie is a beautiful little dog that would be a great mate in your home. You go to caresouthcoast.com.
Okay, excellent. And we're on the road for a while.
So no Pudge's pals in the next couple weeks.
Okay, all right. And we're heading to Springfield on Thursday.
Yes.
And the road show season launches Thursday night. We'll be at Tap Sports Bar and Grill at MGM and watch some playoff stuff with you guys. And then on Friday morning, we are at Max's Swing Lounge right there in Springfield. So,
Do we know the games for Thursday night?
Because
the Lakers play Wednesday, I believe, right?
That's a great question. Celtics would play Friday if necessary. But
right.
What about the Sox? Are they on Thursday night?
Celtics
would play Thursday if necessary, according to ESPN.
Okay.
Yeah.
Game six would be Thursday night.
Watching the game yesterday, saw the schedule. But.
Yeah.
That's just what it says on ESPN. Thursday, if necessary, would be Boston, Orlando, New York, Detroit, and then the one game that is for Thursday is Denver and the Clippers.
I don't want to fight with you.
Denver and the Clippers will be a good one, though. That'd be a good one.
Yeah. All right. We got to go.
Okay.
Thank you very much for being a part of the show this morning. Certainly appreciate that. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6. Jones and Keefe are next. Have a great day. Enjoy the beautiful weather.